Country Club FM. It's Bob Almanac time, the Tuesday edition, and in honor of Don Reed, who had a birthday yesterday for the Statler Brothers, they have one or two songs that include this. They have a song or two with the slide whistle in it.
I love it. You're getting very adept at the slide whistle.
No, not really. Yeah. You're able to play music and actual songs on this thing.
What?
It says that. It comes with sheet music.
Oh, wow.
I should be able to play the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Hopefully by 4th of July.
Yeah. Let's get that done.
Right. Almanac brought to you by, we're going to switch it up and mention Kurt Weers in the beginning of the Almanac today.
Very nice.
No one knows the country like Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate, located in Annandale. Today is Tuesday, June 6th, the 157th day of the year, 208 left to go. American orator, 1799, Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death.
He got the latter, I think.
He did. He was 63 on this date in Virginia. What would you have? Would you rather have liberty or death?
Well,
he was pretty staunch that liberty is where he wanted to go.
Yep.
It was that or nothing.
I have but one life to give for my... Oh, that's it. That'll come
that's
up
another
later.
Guy.
That'll come up later.
Another famous saying.
Right.
1833, Andrew Jackson. You know him as Old Hickory.
Yes.
He was president of the United States.
Yes, he was.
On this date, 1833, he was the first president ever to ride in a railroad car. It wasn't hooked to a locomotive. It was just in the car on the tracks. No, it was a B&O Railroad, 1833. That had to be a real treat
for Andrew Jackson. And it cost $20. That's why they put his name on the, or his picture on the 20.
Not for long, though.
I'm making that up. And you're right. They are changing that.
1844, the YMCA, founded in London, the Young Men's Christian Association. You can have fun at the Y. Everybody's going to go to the YMCA.
I did not know that's what that stood for.
Young Men's Christian Association.
Learn something new every day.
That's what it is.
You
thought it was just
people.
A song by the Village People.
Right.
That's what, it's a song. They named it after the song.
Right. I knew that
came
way before
Britney
the Village
is.
People, but... I did not know that that's what it stood for.
YMCA.
I also just recently found out that CC on an email means carbon copy. I had no idea that that's what that meant.
Yeah. You don't even know what carbon copy is. You've
I
never
know
used
what carbon copy is.
Have you used a carbon copy?
Yeah. In elementary school, I think.
Little blue sheet of paper. It looked like it was blue and kind of flimsy.
I think
One
so.
Side was kind of white and the other side had the actual carbon on it. So then you'd write on it and then it would reproduce itself on the other side.
On the other side, yeah. It was quite an invention.
Those old carbon copiers, because they smelled before photocopies, before we got Xerox in, it was very early in my educational career. They still used the old carbon copiers. You could still see them in the office at the school. These big honking things
with the acetone or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Maybe acetate.
Acetate, maybe.
It was one of those two? Larry Tate. Mr. Slate.
Yeah.
Flintstone, 1850 on this day, Levi Strauss made his first pair of blue jeans.
It would not be his last.
How tight were blue jeans for people? Were they wearing them so tight that they had to fit them together with rivets?
Yeah.
Yeah, this person here, they wear their jeans so tight. Regular thread won't work. We need to rivet them together.
Yeah.
So he didn't invent denim, but he kind of invented blue jeans. 1850 on this date. 1882, first electric iron patented by H.W. Seeley. Seeley, is that a name? Is that Seeley? I'm thinking Proctor Proctor Silex.
Yeah.
That's
Silex,
the name. I was thinking of Silex. Proctor Silex. I had a Black & Decker iron.
Nice.
Black & Decker. I thought that there would then be like a jigsaw attachment. Or a skill saw attachment or something. It's Black & Decker, for crying out loud.
Yeah, it should be able to do more than just iron.
I mean, you should be ironing on a table saw.
That's right.
When it's Black & Decker. But that was 1933. Brittany, your thoughts on using an iron? Do you use one daily? It doesn't look like you use one on your shirt today.
Oh, thanks. No, not daily, but I do every now and then.
That's good to know. I haven't used one
often. Only like Easter and Christmas and those kind of high-tier occasions.
I always used to use one, but now I guess my wife must really enjoy doing ironing because I think she does all my ironing for me.
I take it to a dry cleaner's, let them iron it.
That was 1882. Now, 1933, Camden, New Jersey, the first drive-in opened. Drive-in movie theater.
Well, they're hard to find. Hard to find now.
Right. They are a dying breed. The first movie was Wife Beware. That was the name of the movie. First movie shown at the first drive-in movie theater, Wife Beware.
They're so cool.
Where are there some? There's one.
There's
is there
one
still
around
one on Lake,
here.
Lake Elmo?
Yep,
over,
it's like on the east side of town.
Yeah, east side of town
Valley
off
High,
of 94. Valley High, you're right.
I used to go to 7 High Drive-In there on the corner of 101 and Highway 7 in Minnetonka.
We used to go to the one in Pine City. There was 10770. It was the Pine Outdoor.
Nice.
They had the Dusk to Dawn. And it was very popular with high school kids. And then there was the Hub. There was the Hub Drive-In, I think. And then there was one on 65, too. So they were all over the place.
And to my knowledge, 70s. We never put anybody in the trunk.
Well, I was going to say that 1933, they had the rumble seat in a lot of their cars. They just closed the rumble seat, and then you just pop out once you're situated. 1944, there are several dates in our history that we remember. We remember December 7th, the date that'll live in infamy. We remember July 4th, Declaration of Independence. Of course, now, sadly, we also remember September 11th, 2001. But this date here, you can take some real international and national pride. This is the anniversary of D-Day.
In the early dawn of D-Day, June 6, 1944, the largest battle armada in history heads across 80 miles of rough channel water from England to the northern coast of France. Barrage balloons and a massive concentration of air and surface guns protect the 4,000 warships, transports, barges, craft of every kind in the invasion convoy. Here is the major striking force of the greatest military undertaking the world has yet known.
Actual newsreel footage here on the Bob
Almanac. That's awesome,
Almanac.
By the way, man.
If you've ever seen any of the footage, the actual footage, it's just massive. It makes the Spanish Armada look like the governor's fishing opener.
It does.
When you compare the amount of vessels in the English Channel heading from England to France to Normandy, unbelievable what that was like. And that the opening several minutes of Saving Private Ryan, they made it. Obviously, we weren't there, but gosh, it seems
so realistic.
It felt
like
realistic.
You were there watching that. It was unbelievable.
That was an unbelievable sequence. So just to think what those guys went through and the bravery and not knowing what they were getting themselves into. Tried to avoid it. They tried to bombard.
Right.
They tried to do it through airstrikes and obviously in other fashion, but then they realized, it's going to take an invasion. And I feel really proud about what happened on this date, June 6th, 1944. Let's move on to some other events in history. Let's go to 1968. It was 26 hours after the shooting.
Senator Robert Francis Kennedy died at 1:44 a.m. today, June 6, 1968.
Sad announcement here. Really he actually sad. Did survive the shooting because Suran used .22 caliber. So it wasn't a high caliber. He shot him in the head and behind the ear, and there were fragments in his brain. They tried to save him, but it was just too many fragments in his brain. But he did live past the shooting, and while he was transported to two different hospitals, he was shot in the kitchen at that hotel in California. That was 1968, Robert F. Kennedy dead. 1971, Ed Sullivan had his last show air.
Look what they done to my song.
As you know, that's one of the big hit songs of the year, written by the delightful young lady who's here with us tonight, Melanie.
Oh, Melanie. Sing us a little Brand New Key, Lay Down Candles in the Rain. That's an actual excerpt from the final Ed Sullivan show, which actually ran for the first time like in January, but this was the last airing of it. It was a repeat on this date on CBS.
It was a really big shoe.
It was a really big shoe, and he had big shoes. I don't even know how big his shoes were.
Yeah, like size 16.
That was in 71. In 76, John Paul Getty, J.P. Getty died.
Yes.
U.S. billionaire, oil empire founder. You remember Getty. There used to be Getty gas stations around, and then I think Texaco bought him out.
Yep.
But he died at the age of 83. Also in 78.
Dave Marriage. Sander Van Oker, Sylvia Chase, Dr. Carl Sagan, Thomas Hovey, Geraldo Rivera,
Geraldo,
Harold Hayes, and Robert Hughes.
I'm Hayes.
And I'm Hughes.
And this is 2020. No Hugh Downs. 2020 for me isn't 2020 without Hugh Downs, but that was the first version. So they had a little different lineup there.
Yes.
On this day, 2020. I believe it's still on the air today. They still have some version of it.
I think they do.
ABC's 2020.
Yep. Ted Koppel was involved.
Not in this one.
Oh, he wasn't.
There's
okay.
No Ted Koppel in this one from 1978. Ted Koppel was the Nightline guy.
Oh, yeah.
Hugh Downs became the 2020 guy eventually, and Hugh was the best. 1978. 2006, some called him the fifth Beatle.
Come bring me your softness. Comfort me through all this madness. Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again.
That's Billy Preston singing with Sarita. 1979 soft rock classic, With You, I'm Born Again. Billy Preston died on this date. He played keyboard on like Get Back and a number of the Beatles songs. That's why he was the fifth Beatle. He had Will It Go Round in Circles. And remember, the nothing from nothing leaves nothing. And you got to have something if you're going to be with Preston said. But he died on this date, 2006. Anthony Weiner, 2011 on this date, admitted to sending lewd pictures showing his to several young women via Twitter. Said he would not resign from office. That was 2011 on this date. In 2016, Hillary Clinton wrapped up the Democratic presidential nomination. That was 2016. She celebrated by deleting some emails. That was 2016. That was a year ago this date. Let's move on to birthdays now today. U.S. Bonds, still with us at 78, going strong. This was a kind of a comeback hit for him in 81. It was like top 12. His big hit was Quarter to Three. That was in the early 60s. Then he took, he disappeared. Then all of a sudden he shows back up in the 80s.
That was hot.
So happy birthday, Gary U.S. Bonds. He is 78 today.
You're my soul song. My keep me safe from all harm.
Joe Stampley, happy birthday, 74.
Attaboy, Joe.
That's why I sing all the time. You're my soul.
He had a lot of solo success, All These Things. He was with a group called The Uniques. This song was a number one for him, soul song. But he got to a new level, I think, when he went with Mo Bandy.
Mo and Joe,
right?
Yeah, they did great.
Joe Stampley is 74 today. Robert Englund is 70 today. Freddy Krueger.
Yes. Sorry, kid. I don't believe in fairy tales.
Somebody just perished there.
Sound like it.
Yeah.
A grisly demise.
He was Freddy Krueger. He had the blades on his fingers, and he had fire damage to his face. It's funny. The newer the movies got, the worse the special effects and the makeup got on his face. It got more rubbery. The earlier movies, he looks like he actually was in a fire.
Right.
You know, when he burned whatever it was in that furnace. And then later on, they were Halloween masks that looked better than the actual one they were using in the movie.
He sounded a little bit like Jesse the Body there.
You know, he's got a real nice sweater.
Yes.
I mean, that sweater, he just wears it and wears it and wears it.
Yeah.
Robert Englund, he was also in V, if you remember that TV miniseries.
Yes.
He is 70 today. Happy birthday to him. Sandra Bernhardt, I think she kissed Roseanne one time on the Roseanne Barr show.
Ooh.
Actress, comedian. She is 62 today. I know, Neil, you're a big Bjorn Borg fan. You would walk around in the short white shorts. You had the headband on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's Swedish, and he won just about everything there. He was fabulous at Wimbledon during his era.
He had some great battles with Jimmy Connors.
Yeah. And then later on, John McEnroe. 61 today for him. He's one of us from the Twin Cities, Jimmy Jam Harris.
Oh, sure.
Grammy Award-winning music producer. Worked with, most famously Janet Jackson, but he worked with Janet's brother Michael. New Edition, the SOS Band. I know you boogied to them in the 70s, I'm sure.
And nobody boogied like I boogied.
And Pia Zadora.
Mm.
But Jimmy Jam Harris, and of course, he and Terry Lewis, they're the partners. Big Timberwolves fans.
Yes.
They were, I don't know if they still are, but they always had that front row seat.
And did they work with Prince at some point?
Yeah, they've done some work with Prince, but not they weren't really there in the beginning. I think later on in their careers, they worked with Prince. But most famously, when you mentioned Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, you talk Janet Jackson, I think was the one. 58 today. Colin Quinn is 58. He was on Saturday Night Live, one of the players. He didn't do a whole lot of characters. He was kind of a side guy, but he hosted the Weekend Update there for a while.
Yes.
Colin Quinn, and then he had his own show then, maybe on HBO or somewhere, where it was kind of a talk show. 58, Something Speaking. Can you look that up? Fact check for that, mm-hmm. Brittany? Colin Quinn's show was Frankly Speaking or something, I believe. He's 58 today. Celebrating Paul Giamatti.
Oh, yeah.
The son of Bartlett Giamatti, who was the one-time commissioner of baseball. He is an actor. He's usually not the main guy. He's usually a side and a bit player.
Right.
Or a supporting actor, but he often steals the scene.
No, gotta be more like this. WNBC. You hear that kind of lift? The NBC.
WNBC. WNBC.
That's him in the Howard Stern movie. He's his program director.
Oh,
Pig Vomit, as Howard called him in the movie. And he's been in Rock of Ages, Lady in the Water, The Illusionist, Cinderella Man, Amazing Spider-Man 2. Paul Giamatti is 50 today. Here's the guy who played Vinny in Doogie Howser.
What's not to like? I can't imagine this place getting any better. Oh, I stand corrected.
Hi, Becky.
Hi.
Oh, Becky's there.
Oh, yes.
Vinny always loved the babes. Vinny Delpino from Doogie Howser, M.D., Max Casella is 50 today. How many of you remember this show?
This is me, Nicole Bradford. Cute, huh? This is my dad, and this is my dad. How'd I get two dads? They inherited me.
Congratulations.
It's a girl. Here's the judge who brought us.
She was
together.
The one who had two dads on the show My Two Dads. Name is Stacey Keenan, 42. She went on to play a daughter, Step by Step, of Patrick Duffy and Suzanne Summers.
Oh, yes.
Step by Step. As she got older, she was the older daughter on Step by Step. My Two Dads, Stacey Keenan, is 42 today. And the young actress who plays the adopted daughter of the two men who are together in Modern Family... You know the show?
Yes.
She plays the adoptive daughter, Lily.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Actress Aubrey Anderson Emmons, 10.
10 years old today.
She's 10 today.
It's a big day.
Your turn.
All right, let's start with Spanish painter Diego Velázquez. I think he's really was a jockey aboard Seattle Slough at one point.
Should have been.
Sounds like it. More than a painter. Anyway, 1599. I just like the name. I do want to get to American Patriot Nathan Hale. We had Patrick Henry.
Yes.
Earlier. Well, and he had his famous saying. This is the other one. I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country, as he was being hanged at the age of 21 for spying. General Washington needed a spy, and Nathan Hale, who was a very bright young man, had already graduated with honors from Yale University at 18. Anyway, he was the only guy who volunteered for a very dangerous mission behind enemy lines.
And the great-great-great-grandfather of Alan Hale.
Wow.
Played the skipper.
And Chip Hale.
Chip Hale, former
played
twin.
For the Twins. Nathan Hale, born on this day, 1921, lost his life by hanging. He was hung in New York City in 1776. Businessman David Abercrombie. I thought it was Abercrombie, but there's no M in the beginning there. He was the founder of Abercrombie and Fitch. Do we wear any of their clothing?
I used to, yeah.
Pretty?
Oh yeah, all the time. No. Were they
the place you went into?
And it's
and the music is so loud, and the aroma, the perfume, it's overpowering.
And Hollister, but they're owned by the same entity or whatever.
My olfactory lobes burned.
Yes.
I avoid that part of the mall.
Yeah,
if you wanted to. That was when I was coming of age, that was what you had to wear if you wanted to be cool. Woo-hoo! For sure.
Rather than trim your nose hair, you just went into Abercrombie.
You didn't need to. Just burned it off.
Take a big whiff, and yeah, you'd be clean.
So no longer you no longer look like a party favor when you sneeze.
Right.
I worked at Hollister, and we had to go around at the end of the shift and spray room spray all
funny.
Over the place. Yeah,
because it makes the clothes better.
Yep.
That really makes the music
adds
and the spray.
The
yeah, it really does. Makes the clothes better.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually cheap, foreign-made garbage in Sold some sweatshop, and then they try to make it fashionable and make it high-end by playing music and spraying.
And charging
aroma
a king's
scents
ransom
and
for it.
I'd rather just have Lysol. Yeah. Just throw some Lysol in there.
David Abercrombie was born on this day, 1867. The guy who gave us the yo-yo. Huh. What about Donald Duncan? Everybody had a Duncan yo-yo when we were kids, right?
Yeah, I had one.
Walk the
I had
dog
a glow-in-the-dark one.
Walk the dog. And
I wasn't very good at it, but.
Rock the cradle.
I think we just threw them at each other as brothers.
We had them all. I loved Dunkin' Yo-Yos. Donald was born in the state 1892.
As much as I love Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, yeah, I can see where
you... You ever dunk a yo-yo in coffee? Mm-mm.
No, thanks. Henry Allingham was born in the state 1896. Now, he was the oldest surviving British World War I veteran and a founding member of the Royal Air Force. So he was an older gentleman when he passed away. In fact, on March 28, 2009... He was validated as, one of the 15 oldest people in the world at that time. He would die in the fall of 2009, but the guy started the Royal Air Force. Pretty interesting bit of history there.
RAF, we call it.
The RAF. Baseball Hall of Famer catcher Bill Dickey was born in the state 1907. He had a lot of World Series rings. He won 8 as a player with the Yankees, then won 6 more as a coach and manager. So he's got 14 rings. He's got to take off his shoes to wear them all. That's pretty impressive. Baseball Hall of Famer Bill Dickey, 1907. He kind of taught Yogi Berra the finer points of catching, and Yogi did pretty well also.
And Yogi taught him how to make no sense while still making sense.
Somebody had to do that.
Mm.
Virginia Clinton Kelly, President Bill Clinton's mother, born in the state, 1923.
Who cares?
Actress Billie Whitelaw. Now, her credits include the movies Hot Fuzz and Quills, but you may remember her most from The Omen.
Yeah, she was the nanny, Mrs. Blaylock.
I know it's a difficult time for you, so I'll not intrude on your grief. I'm here to take away some of your troubles and anxieties.
Mm-hmm.
It will soon help your little boy to forget what's happened. I'm afraid, sir, that some of our young nannies, they get homesick. They have boyfriend problems. I left all that behind a long time ago.
Yeah, she won't have any boyfriend problems, I'll tell you that. Look at her. Mrs. Baylock from The Omen.
And then, you know, she turned out to be a little bit evil.
Well, she was. Yeah, she was there to help out the Antichrist.
Correct.
Damien.
We had Levi Strauss earlier. Another Levi. This guy's in the Levi's. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Levi Stubbs.
Hey, I need your loving. Got to have all your loving. Hey, I need your loving.
He was the front man for that group there, the Four Tops. Levi Stubbs, 1936.
Doesn't get much better than the Four Tops.
That's pretty good right there. Radio Hall of Famer Larry Lujack. I lived a couple of long years in Clinton, Iowa, and we could hear WLS out of Chicago.
Do you think Clinton was all that happy about having you?
Well, no, they probably weren't, as a matter of fact.
They weren't doing jumping jacks.
Right. But they were doing Lujacks. Larry Lujacks, I could hear him on WLS. He was a National Broadcasting Hall of Fame rock and roll DJ. Born on this day in 1940. Was no Wolfman Jack.
Right.
But he had a pretty good career.
And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
That's right.
All right, Brittany, what do you got?
ABC 2020 is still on the air. Elizabeth Vargas is the host.
Oh, yeah, she's
39.
Nice.
And then Colin Quinn's show, are you talking about his like solo show that he hosted and wrote for a couple of years? It's called Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn.
Oh, Tough Crowd. That was it. Yeah, it was
from
Tough
2002
Crowd.
To 2004.
Because he was a tough guy. All right, that's Almanac, brought to you by Kurt Weir's United Country Real Estate in Annandale. One song and then a Bobathon coming up to close out the, well, we call it the Bob Morning Show.
Mm-hmm. I was driving through Georgia.